Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it? The Burt Show.
One last thought about this quote-unquote rave that Amanda and I threw this weekend for our birthday. A rave. The rave was over at 10 o'clock.
It was rave-ish.
Ish. At our age, this was a rager. Okay? Silent disco. But here's where Amanda made the mistake, because she's the one that decorated the whole thing. The cleanup the next day was ridiculous.
Yeah, there was a lot of confetti on the floor, man.
Confetti all over the place. And at some point or another, she broke out the glitter as well.
Yeah.
In the morning when I woke up and there are all the liquor bottles all over the place and there are the shot test tubes all over the place and cleaning up the confetti in the silent disco room, cleaning up the tortillas that somehow, some way made their way down there also.
I know who did that.
What were they using them for? There was tortilla confetti?
We just needed tortillas as backup.
Backup?
I don't know.
Right. So as we're cleaning up, I had the thought, like, is it ever rude? Because it was a massive cleanup.
Yeah.
And it was just she and I yesterday. Is it ever rude, like, right before everybody's taken off to go, hey, can somebody just, like, can somebody help out with some of the confetti on the floor? Or can anybody help clean up before you guys take off?
I don't think it's rude. It's odd. I don't know how much help you would have got, because none of us were really in a condition to help.
That's true. You talk about a buzzkill.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for coming. Before you leave, though, put everything back in the liquor cabinet.
And listen, I didn't throw one piece of paper confetti, but your girl Amanda went through about three bags of it.
She sure did. She sure did. Hey, I know you guys had a great time, but whoever was throwing the tortillas, can you pick them up on the way out? Yeah. That's a buzzkill to an end of a really good night.
By the way, there might be more tortillas under, like, where the TV is and where that little thing, like, there, you might want to look in there, because okay, there might be some in there.
You guys did hide the tortilla? Okay.
Sorry.
All right. So Rebecca and the youth group go out and they do trivia nights every couple of weeks, right?
Yeah. Basically every week now, me and the youth group boys, we go out on Thursdays. I've been trying to get Abby to come out and she refuses.
This is a very controversial subject amongst the youth group, is the fact that I don't go to trivia on Thursdays.
She's a trivia hater. I've been trying to get her out there.
Well, she's got to be full-time on mic. You guys don't.
That is true.
And she's taking her job seriously.
But what's the real reason you don't go?
Well, it's always at 7:30 and my bedtime is 8:30, 9. And it's in Midtown and you have to drive down there and then you have to find parking. And then by the time you get down there, then you're only going to be there for an hour. And I see you guys every day.
Are you sure you're 27?
Yeah, I was going to say, these are all signs that you have one step outside of the youth group right now.
I know. I'm youth group-ish.
Yeah, so we go every Thursday to Smith's Old Bar. Shout out Randy from Team Trivia, who runs it. Best voice in the trivia game. Yeah. I'll tell you that right now. And we're really good at it. We place every single time.
Is there one competitive team that you just can't seem to beat, that you're like either second or third?
There is one team that has a specific name, and I can't say it on air because it's very inappropriate. And they always are either right in front of us or right behind us. And every time we're like, okay, all we got to do is beat the beep, 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 beep. That's all we're trying to do. And sometimes we do. Like last time when we got second place.
Okay.
Ooh,
$20 from the bar. Love that.
And is it packed every Thursday night at Smith's Old Bar?
Oh, yeah. It gets a good crowd for sure.
Now, you just said you guys are really good.
Yes.
Have you ever won?
No, I think we've only gotten second. Yeah, second is the closest we've flown. Okay.
Is it pop culture trivia or is it all around?
It's general trivia. Okay. So it goes pop culture, sports, like literature, art, all kinds of things.
And so it's like Trivial Pursuit.
Yes.
Okay. And you usually have somebody on the team that's stronger in one category than the others, or it's a well-balanced team.
Well, I think that's why we do so well, because me, Mikey, Jackson, we all have such varied interests, mm-hmm. and their girlfriends too. So I thought you guys are very interesting and have diverse sort of like interests. Mm. Can you guys beat us at our own game?
The problem is this morning we're missing our cleanup hitter, which in baseball is the one that hits the home runs, and that's Cassie.
I know.
Who's in Chicago at a convention right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we got, and Mo's out.
Yep.
Who would be able to help with pop culture too. So,
but listen, even when you're a team and you got players who are down or on the DL, like you still have to step up and play the game.
Next man up, next woman up.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm not batting cleanup though.
So is Abby competing with us? Is she making the trade right now?
Yes, you are all the Burt Show team trivia.
Okay.
It's time to play Are You Smarter Than a Youth Group Member?
Are you smarter than a youth group member?
What the heck was that?
That's so bad.
And we heard you cut. That was the 20th take.
Yeah.
That was the best of all of them right there.
Because you didn't know we could hear you in there doing that.
I really did not, and I am humiliated. Jackson refused to sing that with me. Okay, I have five questions. These are the questions that we got right.
Okay.
The first one, category is quotes. Which historical figure is famously, though likely incorrectly, attributed with the quote, let them eat cake?
Beep, beep. Marie Antoinette.
That's correct.
That a girl.
Point nice.
Maybe I should start coming to trivia.
Okay, the first one's usually kind of an easy one, so that's why I gave you that one.
Oh, okay.
This next question is what Jackson got right. The category is cars. From 1999 to 2023, what automaker produced the subcompact model, the Rio?
The Rio. Beep, beep. Kia.
Yes.
Abby.
Oh, God.
Hey, Abby. I'm really good at this. She's so coming to the next trivia night.
Right? I'm so proud of you for carrying us right now.
Carrying the team.
She was not at the rave.
Okay, this is the question that I got right. Category is art. What is the Greek word for a painting made up of two panels that are typically meant to be displayed as a pair?
See, this is the one Cassie would give, right?
Oh, such a Cassie question.
Can you repeat the question, please?
What is the Greek word for a painting made up of two panels that are typically meant to be displayed as a pair?
Abby, you're the one who's going to Greece soon.
Duolingo.
Dua Lipa.
That is incorrect. The answer is diptych.
Diptych.
Ah. Things that sound dirty that aren't.
Yeah.
You do not want to see your doctor for that. No. That is going to hurt.
Here is
You've been hanging out in the woods too long. Yeah.
Here's the question Mikey got right. Category is music. Which legendary rock band formed in 1964, originally known as the Warlocks, changed their name after discovering another group had the same name?
In the, what was the year?
69?
1964.
Four. Like, that's going to make a difference. Warlocks.
Are we around the Beatles time at this point? 64?
Yeah, but we are, but Warlocks.
64.
Think of like witchy stuff, like, you know, macabre kind of like band names.
Black Sabbath?
Yeah.
That's not correct.
It is
the Grateful Dead.
Oh. They're going to be the Warlocks?
Yeah.
That's cringe. That's embarrassing.
Did you guys get that? And he did get that right?
He got that. I thought Black Sabbath too. So, you know, we're all in the same boat. This is the final question. The category is Oscars.
All right. And this determines because we've gotten to, you guys have got, like, well, you've gotten more
they
than
got
that.
Them. Yeah, they got them all. It's a game called You Can't Win.
I guess apparently it is. Unless we got them all, we can't win. So we're stupid. Okay, go ahead.
You're gunning for third.
Okay.
Okay. In the opening monologue of this year's Academy Awards, name one of the three films who were nominated, which titles Conan O'Brien mentioned as being something he was called on the red carpet before the show.
Oh, beep, beep. Mm-hmm. Nosferatu.
Yes.
A girl.
Good job. I'm really good at this. Yes.
4 points. That's 4 out of 5.
Thank God for a heavy Kristen. Kristen and I are in second gear today.
What did y'all take on Saturday?
Don't ask.
No, I haven't even turned the car on.
I did kind of rename it the Just Say Yes party, though.
Yeah. Somebody hand you some?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah. All right. Give us till 8:30. Then we'll be fine. Or 9. Or 9:30.
Tomorrow
will be great.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.